I'm going to call the commission meeting to order. And Debbie Baker, Commissioner Baker, it's your turn.
It's my turn to pray. Let us pray, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you. We thank you, Father, for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to come together. I ask, God, that you give us wisdom, clarity of mind, and help us to make the right decisions. We give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Baker.
Yes, I'm here.
Commissioner Garver.
Here.
Commissioner White. Vice Mayor Johnson.
Here.
Mayor Lamb.
Here. You had in your packet the minutes for the January 4 commission meeting. Any corrections on those? Anything we left off?
Move to approve.
Second.
We have a motion and a second for the commission meetings minutes. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Baker.
Yay.
Commissioner Garver.
Yes.
Commissioner White. Vice Mayor Johnson.
Yay.
Mayor Lamb.
Yay. Now's the time we have set aside for comments from our citizens. If you have something you want to share, we're ready to listen to you. I think we're well protected tonight.
I see some new faces.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Seeing no comments, we'll go on with our business agenda. Our first item under unfinished business, we have two public hearings to attend to, so I will close out the commission meeting and open the public hearing, and I'm going to ask that we read the caption for both, and we will hear comments on both of these ordinances, 1088 and 1089.
Ordinance 1088, an ordinance to amend the official zoning map to include and zone property on Main Street, MUTC, Mixed Use Town Center, further described as Hamilton County Tax Map 132PH007, said area being located within the corporate limits of the city of Collegedale, Tennessee.
Is this whistle stop?
Okay, she's going to read the caption for the 1098 as well.
Ordinance 1089, an ordinance to amend the official zoning map to rezone property on Lee Highway from MUBC, Mixed Use Business Center, to AG, Agricultural District, further described as Hamilton County Tax Map 133-002, said area being located within the corporate limits of the city of Collegedale, Tennessee.
Thank you. If you wish to comment on these, if you'll approach the microphone and give us your name and your address. Seeing no one, we'll close the public hearing and go back to our commission meeting. Okay, our first item to consider is Ordinance 1088. I don't know that we need to read the caption again.
This is a whistle stop.
Yes, it is.
This is the whistle stop cafe area.
I move to approve.
A second.
We have a motion and a second for ordinance. You have a question?
No.
No, go ahead, no. Commissioner.
Carry on,
okay. We have a motion and a second on Ordinance 1088. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Baker.
Yay.
Commissioner Garver.
Abstain.
Vice Mayor Johnson.
Yay.
Mayor Lamb.
Yay. Our next item is the Ordinance 1089, which is the rezoning property on Lee Highway. Any questions, comments in regard to this change in zoning?
Where is this located?
White Oak Valley down off Lee Highway.
Okay.
The property close to where we've been hearing about all of the digging and so forth. Okay. Any other comments?
Move to approve.
Second.
We have a motion and a second for ordinance 1089. Roll call.
Commissioner Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Garver?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Johnson?
Yay.
Mayor Lamb?
Yay. That completes our unfinished business. We'll move on to our new business. The first item is approval of the First Amendment to the 2020 McKee Pilot Agreement.
Mayor Lamb, counsel for McKee Foods, Kirk Ferris, is here. He's going to answer any questions and give a brief overview of what this amendment is to the existing pilot agreement. Mr. Ferris, if you'll come forward to the mic and speak into that, we would appreciate it. Yes, sir.
Good evening. As Mr. Rogers said, my name is Kurt Ferris. I'm with the law firm of Chambliss, Bonner, and Stoffel downtown. And we have represented McKee, I think, since they were incorporated. But College Dale, along with Hamilton County, approved the existing pilot agreement, which was effective January 1, 2020. And we think it's the largest investment ever in Hamilton County by a locally owned company. Volkswagen was bigger, but this is a $500 million or $500 million, which College Dale approved previously. And the only difference in this First Amendment, it's maybe a difference only the attorneys could love, but we want to do everything, cross our T's, dot our I's. Because it is a 15-year pilot, it was difficult to look into the crystal ball and know exactly where all of this $500 million was going to be spent. And originally, we thought it would just be at two facilities here in College Dale, what we call Plant 2 and Plant 5. But now we're going to spread the same investment dollars, but put them at four places here in College Dale. Everything stays in College Dale. And as an aside, we just reported our first threshold numbers for jobs and investment, and we exceeded both of those for what we were supposed to do in year one. So everything's on target. The investment doesn't change whatsoever. And this was a little bit driven maybe by the tornadoes in April, but it's really just spreading the risk a little bit. And they think the most efficient way to spend the money now is to spend it at four locations within College Dale rather than the original two. So all we want to do is change the description in the pilot agreement to say, instead of to be invested at plants 2 and 5, it'll now say plants 2, 5, 6, and the wastewater treatment facility. So that is the only change. As I said, we're ahead on our commitments as far as jobs and investment, but we just want to make sure that the agreement absolutely follows what we're doing. So be happy to take any questions.
Do I hear any?
So do we have documentation that describes this process?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
This is something that the commission has already approved.
Okay.
What this amendment does is, as Mr. Ferris has said, it broadens it to where they're spending money on four facilities inside College Dale versus limited just to two. Correct?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Is there a motion in order?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Move to approve.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the First Amendment change in the agreement. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Garver?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Johnson?
Yay.
Mayor Lamb?
Yay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for explaining it to us.
No problem.
And congratulations that everything went according to we hoped in the agreement as far as employees and the amount of money.
It's an honor to represent them. And they're wonderful people. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next item is the Airport Runway Culvert Grant Amendment Approval.
Okay. Well, what this grant is, back in October, you guys approved a change order for me on the culvert that we're putting under the runway. That is completed. This is just the grant that covers the amount of that change order. Okay, the total amount, the total change in the grant amendment is $21,900. And that is a 95% share of that change order. And our portion is $1,095, 5% of the full change order. We've already sent our portion. Project's already done. You guys have approved the change order already. And this is just the grant to back that up.
Any questions?
In other words, the commission is completing the paperwork.
That is correct.
Okay.
Little housekeeping.
Do I hear a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second on the bid approval. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Garver?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Johnson?
Yay.
Mayor Lamb?
Yay.
Thank you.
Our next one is a bid approval for the airport 24-hour fuel service kiosk.
Okay, so for this bid, we've got, again, we already have a grant in place for this project that you guys have already approved. But we, of course, had to get a grant or get a bid because of the amount of money that we're spending. I have only one bid submittal. And that bid is from Estes Equipment Company in the amount of $24,500. And the grant amount will cover up to $26,000.
So nothing will come out, or is that a 90-10?
It's a 95-5.
Okay.
And so our portion of that is $1,300. Of the 26,000 total that the grant will cover.
Okay, any questions, comments?
And do we I'm assuming we have the money to cover that in the...
That's part of your budget, correct?
Yes, it is.
Budget.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll move to approve.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second for the fuel service kiosk grant. Roll call.
Commissioner Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Garver?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Johnson?
Yay.
Mayor Lamb?
Yay. Our next item is a telecommuting policy approval.
Mayor Lamb, as you know, staff and I, Assistant Manager Toro and I, and other members of the staff, along with members of the commission, have been working to put this policy into effect. It's a timely policy due to the fact that from time to time, some of our folks may need to work from home. The biggest thing that's important about this is that we have a standing policy that no one works from home full-time permanently. This covers the temporariness of them of being able to do that and formalizes in writing what parameters are on that. You can see that there's a two-page policy and then there's a one-page signature that if an employee is approved by management to work from home, they get the policy, they sign this piece of paper, and that goes in their file. So you should have had an opportunity to review that. I pulled that initially because we made some updates and some corrections to it, but now we feel it's ready for your perusal and potential approval.
It looked good. I like the changes.
I just have one question or comment on the expenses part on the back side of the first sheet.
Mm-hmm.
It says, and there any requests for additional expenses would need to be submitted to the supervisor to get approved. Is that something that before those expenses are committed, they are submitted, or what if I were that employee and I came up with additional expenses, do you approve them after they've been spent or taken care of, or do they have to be designated beforehand?
The employees do not have authorization to spend city dollars, so they would need to get permission from that for their supervisor. The supervisors have tiered levels of spending, as you are aware. The key manager can authorize up to $2,000 spent. The assistant city manager can authorize up to $5,000 spent. And according to you, a city commission authorizes me to spend up to one penny below $10,000. And then from there on out, it must go out for bid. And so they have to seek permission for that.
Okay. Any other comments or questions?
Move to approve.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the telecommuting policy. Roll call.
Commissioner Baker?
Yay.
Commissioner Garver?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Johnson?
Yay.
Mayor Lamb?
Yay. Our next item are reports from our city administrator.
Call attention to the December 31st ending 2020 financial report for fiscal 2020. You will see that we are exactly 50% of the way through the budget year at the end of December. Obviously, the budget year ends June 30. Revenues are coming in as anticipated. We're very pleased to see that. You can see that property tax has the percent of the budget has been collected is 12%. Now, we all know that the bulk of our property taxes come in the month of January, as well as the month of March, because it's 1 month after folks pay it. And when they pay the county, then the next month the county gives it to us. So we do anticipate that we will make a budget on that. Public utilities, all the other revenues appear to be coming in exactly as we anticipate. The cable franchise and TV taxes, those usually come in the fourth fiscal quarter, usually April, May, June, so all of those are fine there. You do see the state income tax or the hall tax that we received of $432,519. Would call your attention that as effective January 1st, 2021, the hall income tax is no longer on the books of the state of Tennessee. This coming July, we will receive the 2020 tax return. It will be 1% of the anticipated revenue. As you know, it was 6%. They phased it out 1% a year. So this coming July will be the last payment that municipalities receive, including the state, for the hall tax, because it is now officially dead and gone off the books. As far as the other revenues that are continuing to come in, we're fine. We'll call your attention to the economic development impact fee. That rather large fee is because of the pilot agreement in the Plant 5, Plant 6, all the improvements that McKees are doing. That's where those dollars came from. I would also call your attention to the state grants that are coming in. A lot of the grants that we got, of course, let me pull that paperwork up here. A lot of papers, bear with me. Those revenues, of course, are for the dump trucks that we received. Now, we all know that a lot of times our grants and our capital improvement projects, they don't end and begin cleanly in the fiscal year. Sometimes we think it'll come in 1 year, it comes in later, it comes in the next year. That's the case with the state grants on the dump trucks of $260,000. If you recall, the governor put in his budget that cities and counties, based upon their population, would get a local government grant. That $283,000 that COSDA will receive, that's reflected in that, as well as the recent Tennessee CARES Act of $172,000. What we did with that money was we purchased the laptops, computers, cleaning machines to clean the facilities, police cars, all the above, as well as some of the PD salaries were allowed under that process to be submitted. We have received all of that money in of $172,000. Under insurance reimbursement, that's a little high because if you remember, we've had two vehicles that were involved in no-fault traffic accidents. One of our public trucks, vehicles were, public works vehicles were hit, had to replace a truck, and unfortunately we had a police car that was basically brand new that was hit and totaled right out here in front of City Hall. We've received the insurance money for that. You've already approved the purchase and replacement of that, so we're in the process of doing that, so that's why those dollars are high as far as that goes. And of course, insurance reimbursement, that's all the stuff that keeps trickling in from all of the tornado damage that we had. So those are all reflected in our revenues. As far as expenditures goes, everything looked right on line according to the being 50% away through the year. We'll draw your attention to building and codes, where they spent $468, 91% of their budget. It's because they're doing repairs. A lot of the repairs to the buildings, the roofs, all of those things, they're coming out of building and codes. That's where that's charged to. Of course, we have the revenue to offset that. Waste collection, that's going to be high. A lot of that is reflected because of all the chipping we're having to do. You're grinding up all the downed trees, all the chipping contracts and stuff that we've awarded. Same thing with Public Works and all of the other buildings. As far as we repair things and get insurance reimbursed, obviously accounting side of the ledger, we've got to show it spent somewhere and income coming in. So that's what all of that stuff looks like. I didn't cover the November one because I just covered the latest one for December. If you'll draw your attention to the monthly account balances, you'll notice that the month of December, which we'll cover, has changed from October, 2 month change. Our current bank account and checking account sits at $3,940,378. For the month of December, we received $478,400 in property tax. We received $56,100 in business beer and fuel tax, all lumped together. All of the other categories lumped in from the previous report is $135,400. So basically in the month of December alone, we received $670,000 approximately. Our rainy day fund, which is our emergency reserves, sit at $5,021,565. That's in the high 30th percentile of revenues. The auditors are tickled with that. They always want you to have at least 16 to 20%. We're well above that, so we have adequate cash reserves on hand. Our investment cash flow funds from the $4 million bond that we took in preparation for any federal budget change in administration. As you know, we have a new administration that's being sworn in tomorrow along with the Congress that was previously sworn in. We anticipate that they will do some type of infrastructure spending. We are preparing for that by having a pot of money set aside that we can go to that project, because what they usually do is say, here's what we want you to do, we'll reimburse you. So we don't have to go, so to speak, loan for that. We should be cash flow wise ready for that. Capital outlay fund sits at $58,041. Our sewer investment account sits at $383.31. Our airport fund investment account sits at $93.57. So we have adequate cash on hand, cash flow is good. We have low debt, approximately 4% of our revenues go to debt or less. That's excellent as far as the debt to income ratio. And we are prepared, as I said earlier, if the federal government comes in with some type of stimulus or infrastructure spending project, we have cash on hand to be able to do that and then get reimbursed from the federal government. Last but not least, next week at workshop, I'll cover some statistics and some data with you. Where it looks like Ms. Toro and I worked on that today, it looks like we have the opportunity on our one existing bond that we have left for the City of Collisdale General Fund. We can probably cut our interest rate in half from about 3.95% down to 2% and refinance that debt. We may have to spend about $12,000 to $15,000 to do that, but we'll save over $400,000 in interest payments by doing that move on behalf of the citizens of Collisdale. That's a lot of savings just by making and reorganizing the debt structure. And we don't have a lot of debt anyway. So that's my report. I entertain any questions.
Looks good.
Comments, questions?
Looks good. I'll move to approve the financial statement.
Second.
We have a motion to accept the financial statement and a second. Roll call.
Commissioner Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Garber?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Johnson?
Yay.
Mayor Lamb?
Yay. Anything else?
No, ma'am. That's it.
Before we go around the room, I just received tonight another executive order from the governor, and this one I will send you a copy of it. I'll email it to you, but it basically is saying that the gathering restrictions of no more than 9 people has not been extended in this new order. So at the end of the, I believe this week, that goes off. There's another modification.
Expires tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yes.
Tonight at midnight, even.
Yes. It says right here, midnight tonight. Then there's some modifications on high school sporting events, which we don't have to worry about. But restriction on the people are the ones that would affect us the most in our meetings and so forth. And there's also, I'm going to send this to Christy. The Tennessee Housing Development Agency is setting up, is receiving monies for people who need assistance with rent and so forth. And they're going to be, this agency is setting up a portal where the individuals can go in online and set up appointments to talk about getting relief. And I thought perhaps this is something we should put on our website. So I'll send that information to you, and you can get that out with that. Commissioner Garver.
Nothing tonight, thank you.
Commissioner Baker.
Not this evening.
Vice Mayor.
The only thing I would have, if you could ask Tom, I used to get notification of agendas and stuff. I haven't received any in quite a while. I had two emails set up because we had some complaints. I know I dropped it from one, but I didn't drop it from both of them. And can you just make sure that things are going out, because I'm not getting them.
They are. I get them all the time.
Okay. I'm wondering if he removed me from both of them then.
I wonder if it dropped you and deleted you when they changed the new website.
Christy said
we need to fix that.
Well, we had gotten it worked out after that.
Yeah, we did.
We'll check out.
But we'll figure it out.
Let me go back and re-register it then and see if that fixes it.
Okay.
But we'll look at it anyway.
That's all I had.
Okay. I appreciate some notice on our signs here, but it only gives the time and the date.
They were just able to fix that sign this past week, and it's still not communicating with my computer, so we're still working on that.
Is the clock working?
I don't know. I don't think so.
It hasn't worked for quite a while.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It doesn't look too good for our city to have a clock up there that sits at 11:30.
Yeah, they just got it working the end of last week.
Okay.
But yeah, we're still working on it.
Okay.
I do have one thing I just saw. If you haven't seen the new library logo, look it up. It looks really good. And thanks, kudos to the library and their staff and the board.
Yeah.
Very nice.
It's nice if you like to read. I call over there and tell them I'm ready for a stack of books, and I come by and they have maybe 6 or 8 books.
Wow.
So.
They're doing a good job.
They're doing a good job over there.
Yep.
Okay, I have nothing else. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
We are adjourned.